tonight. Okay, two things we say at the end of davening. Bedavka said at the end of davening. One is the Baruchu that the Minhag in Eretz Yisrael is to say it at the end of davening. By the way, in Eretz Yisrael, the Minhag is to say it. Really, what you're doing is, if someone missed Baruchu, they could say Baruchu at the end of davening. If no one missed Baruchu, so in Eretz Yisrael, the Minhag is to say it just in case someone did miss and then not saying it, or it became, the Minhag is to say it no matter what. That's the Minhag in Eretz Yisrael. On nights when you don't say Baruch Hu at the end of davening, the reasons not being, no time to go into it now, like Friday night, if you hear someone saying Baruch Hu at the end of davening, it means they missed Baruch Hu. That you could always say at the end of davening, the person that missed. What you're not supposed to say Friday night and other nights is the minhag of saying Baruch Hu even if you didn't miss it, even if no one apparently did miss it. But when you hear, let's say, every Friday night by the 9 o'clock minyan, someone's always late. It might be halacha, I don't know, you can't come on time to that minyan. Someone's always late. So what ends up in the shul is that I'm sure there are people who think that they steal this minhag is to say Baruch Hu after Meirav on Friday night, or at least at the 9 o'clock minyan. But that's not true. What's happening is that someone always misses, and that person could always say Baruch Hu. Anyway, the reason I established to say Kaddish and Baruch Hu at the tail end of davening, when there's the Dovid Hashem Ori, and there seems always confusion, what you say, what you don't say, when you say, what you do say, is these two things are supposed to come at the end of davening. Kaddish is supposed to be chosein. If there's no one that's chiyuv to say Kaddish, you're being chosein to davening with Kaddish. So the logical place to put it, if there are additions to davening, like with David, Hashem, Ori, V'yishi, is at the end, because it's supposed to be at the end. So if the end is pushed off, so you put it at the end of the end, the new end. And the same with Baruch Hu, is at the end of davening. So that's why we put it at the end, and the way the Seder is, the way it was written up, the reason for that. And the reason is because these two things are supposed to come dafka at the end of davening. So if there's a new end, so you do it at the new end. Both Kaddish and Le David and Baruch Hu. Okay.